tourists heading south might run into a confusing scene at toll booths in Sonora, Mexico. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, the capital of the Mexican state, Kendall Blust reports that protesters there have taken over the toll booths because they say they're unconstitutional.
It's free, you guys can pass.
Ana Paula Contreras waves a car with Utah plates through a toll booth near the little town of Magdalena, Sonora. It's about 60 miles south of the Arizona border on a route familiar to tourists bound for beach towns like Kino Bay or San Carlos. Protesters like Contreras have been shutting down or liberating Sonoran toll booths like this one for nearly 10 months now.
We want everybody to know why we're right here.
But many U.S. travelers have no idea.
Can you tell us why? What's going on?
I wave down Kerry Carlson and his wife Kathy as they pass through the toll booth on their way to San Carlos on a recent Friday afternoon. Lights above the booth glowed with big red X's, and faded jersey barriers blocked traffic through all but one lane. The protesters waved people through, holding out plastic jars for drivers to toss donations into. The couple from Washington State says they're used to seeing protesters on their drive through Sonora, but they usually have no idea what they're protesting.
Sometimes they have signs. These guys don't even have signs that I can see.
Toll booth protests are common in Sonora and across Mexico to bring attention to all kinds of causes, from high gas prices to insecurity to education reform. But since July, demonstrators have been shutting down the casetas de cobro to push back against the tolls themselves.
No pagar nada, absolutamente. Libre, o sea, que sea tránsito libre.
Lo dice la Constitución.
Miriam Murrieta and Martín Delgado are leaders with the Movimiento Libre Tránsito Sonora, or the Sonoran Free Transit Movement. They're at another toll booth just north of the Sonoran capital city, Hermosillo. They want to get rid of toll booths altogether in the state of Sonora. They say the Mexican Constitution guarantees freedom of movement, and charging tolls doesn't match up with that promise.
Es un abuso para los que menos tienen, pues.
A few bucks might not seem like much to beach-bound tourists, but Delgado says the cost falls hardest on those who have the least. For people who live outside of Hermosillo, just entering and exiting the city costs almost $10 round trip, or nearly twice Mexico's daily minimum wage. The Sonoran protest started as an appeal to then-candidate and now-president Andrés Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO. Many see him as a champion of the people, but his administration hasn't been quick to respond to the protesters' demands. And as the protests wear on, they're costing the government millions of dollars in lost toll revenues. In the first 6 months of protests in Sonora, the government lost more than $30 million, according to data obtained by the Fronteras desk. Instead, the protesters ask for donations. They say they're using the money for supplies or donating it to members of the community. That irks some Sonorans. They say protests are cutting into funds that should go to improving roads or keeping drivers safe. People who don't want to pay the fee can use alternate routes. But supporters of the movement say they haven't seen much benefit from the hefty tolls.
Si estamos de acuerdo en que se quiten porque,
Javier León pues, was traveling south from Nogales to Obregón with his family. He says he'll hit four or five toll booths on the way. The cost really adds up. He says he hopes protesters get their way. And Delgado thinks they will. He's been to Mexico City to meet with government leaders twice this year. They're working on a compromise that would give Sonoran residents a free pass through the toll booths.
Entonces, es lo que estamos peleando nosotros, que
but protesters
los
won't be going anywhere until the plan is implemented, he says.
Estamos aguantando fríos, calores, lluvias, todo tenemos que aguantar.
Come rain, shine, or scorching summer days, they'll be there until the tolls are lifted, he says. As for travelers, they should just go with the flow, says Jan Lampkin. She was heading south from Green Valley to San Carlos with her dog.
I just keep some change handy and throw it in the bucket for them and hope for the best.
Besides, she says, it's nice not having to pay the tolls. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.